Well, the vice president gets the cabinet together. If a majority agrees, they send a letter to the Speaker of the House and the President pro temp of the Senate, and then the vice president takes over the presidency. It ends when the president says, I'm in good condition, but this can be vetoed by either the vice president and the cabinet again or by both houses of Congress.
How long would a process like that take? Because really, we've only got a couple of weeks here.
As fast as Mike Pence can type a letter. I mean, quite literally, if Pence gets on his computer and says the cabinet has determined the president is unable to fulfill the office of duties, gets a messenger, runs it to the House, notifies them, it's on.
One variable here is that the Trump administration, the cabinet, still has a few acting secretaries. Would they still be eligible to decide on the president's removal?
That's unclear. The 24th Amendment, 25th Amendment wasn't really designed with the Trump administration and lots of acting people involved, but presumably they could be, though this would be up for Congress to decide.
Another question that we've been talking about all day is whether President Trump has the power to pardon himself. This is a question we've heard debated about for a little while now. Where do you stand on that?
My sense is a pardon is something one gives to another person, but it's never happened in American history. By the way, President Trump can only pardon himself for federal crimes. A president has no power to pardon anyone for state crimes. That's a state function.